Janet Ikeda has a complicated relationship with the Kilauea volcano. If it weren't for the eruption in Kapoho, she never would have met her husband. He lived in the next town over, but moved to Pahoa after the lava took his family's home. That was 60 years ago.
My husband's house was the first house to be covered by lava.
Ikeda, now 79, has lived in the sleepy town of Pahoa her whole life. Her barber shop is at the far end of the main road in town. She says she remembers helping out as a young girl. Back then, it was owned by her grandfather, Ryuichi Sakura, who emigrated from Hiroshima in the late 1890s.
And when I was 14, 15, I used to come down and sweep the shop for him. And I said, what the heck? I might as well learn how to cut hair.
And that's exactly what Ikeda did. She's now been cutting hair here for 65 years. And the store, Jan's Barber and Beauty Shop, is the oldest business in Pahoa. Stepping in is like walking into a time capsule. Old-fashioned barber stools line the side, and the back wall is chock full of memories. Framed photos of her grandchildren, a collection of Japanese lucky cats waving back at customers.
So this is my life. Whenever I had anything in the newspaper, Tribune Herald, Advertiser, I always cut it and I always put it up there.
There's even a photograph from a couple years ago when the town chose her as the Grand Marshal for the Christmas parade. But all this could be gone in a couple weeks if the lava continues on its path towards the town. Ikeda says the mood in Puna has grown tense as the lava edges closer, and for many, turning to prayer is all they have left.
Everybody's getting nervous. Of course I'm nervous. It's sad to think about it, you know? It's sad. All my life I've been here, never did have anything like this. But I said, I say my prayers, and hopefully Madam Pele will spare us.
Other local businesses have already started closing up shop. On the other side of town, Sean Hurd stands outside her store, Puna Style. The bright purple and pink building she's worked in for the past 25 years is now half empty. Friends and customers in town stop by to wish her well.
Hey, Bill.
Take it off.
Pretty empty.
Time is now.
The time is now. That's it, boy.
We're bringing in a generator. I think we're going to keep running here. Well, hopefully we'll keep running. Who knows?
Hurd spent the past weekend filling boxes with friends and moving them into a container. That's where they'll stay for now, until she figures out what to do next.
Right now, I feel way better than I did. If you would have asked me this last Friday, I probably would have been in tears. But it was just, you know, it's the unknown and the scariness of it all and that. And, you know, this is my livelihood.
Hurd says this isn't the first time she's had to move from a lava flow. 3 decades ago, she left her home in Kalapana.
I lived in Royal Gardens in 1983 when she went off. I had lived there 6 months. So I have already been through this before.
Even so, Hurd seems at peace with the possibility that she'll have to move once again.
You know, it's hard and, I don't know, you do what you gotta do. You go on. If living here has taught me nothing else, that it's literally an island of change, and you got to change with it. And it's a new chapter opening up.
A new chapter that remains uncertain for the nearly 1,000 people living in Pahoa. Molly Solomon for HPR News.